Hey there, everybody. It's Forrest with you once again here on the Ageless Path podcast with my friend Isaac Van Rensburg with Care Builders at Home. Isaac, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Forrest. It's good to be here. A little nervous, but very good to be here.
But that's the way to be, man. I'm going to probably trick you with lots of clever questions. But no, as we lead into this talk, Isaac, I'm just delighted to hear that you, as a young dad of three kids, and the active work that you're doing in Care Builders at Home has a lot to do with some deeper values that you bring from your original home country. Tell us a little bit about what that idea is about. You were just sharing it with me, and I love it.
Yeah. As much as I don't necessarily look the part, I do feel very African. I grew up in South Africa. Moved to the States about 10 years ago. And there's this philosophy called Ubuntu that roughly translated means that I am who I am because of who you are, and that you is the royal you, right? So it's any person that you come across. There's you know, to convert it to a bit more American language, there's no such thing as a self-made man. People layered onto you, and you grew because of how you've interacted with people in your past. And if you really carry that forward, you elevate the relational piece of life, I think, to the proper level. Puts it in the forefront, invites a lot of compassion and empathy. And respect, celebration with every person that you interact with.
It's something.
So yeah, absolutely feel passionate about it. Yeah.
Well, fabulous. Well, you're inspiring me with that. And again, having come from some important roots, yesterday was my mom's birthday. She would have been 94 yesterday. And I speak of her because I am who I am because of her, because of you and me. And I just love this philosophy that might be a little bit unknown to a lot of the Western culture. But the thing is, I carried her the way she carried me. Mm-hmm. And what is the work of Care Builders at Home? Because you, as a young dad, you even came out of your years with Amazon, and here you're doing this. What's the mission of Caregivers at Home?
Care Builders, we first believe that your home is such a big part of your identity. So we want to celebrate that and prolong the opportunity for you to maintain that identity in that specific context. So with Care Builders, we help take care of the little things, right? So that you can just enjoy more. But it's more than just the individual we're taking care of. It is about the broader connections that you have with your family. Mm. You know, as the kid of your aging parent, in an ideal world, you can just have the good memories and share the good stories, right? Mm. You don't want to go follow up with them and say, like, did you take your medicine, right? And you don't have to worry about that part. We take care of that in a very professional and personable manner, so that you can just enjoy the connection and share the stories and the memories.
Boy, that is such an interesting thing to me, because I was a hospice volunteer, and one of my most challenging hospice clients was my own mom, and I carried her the way she carried me, and it was a very different terrain as she got near her time of death. Things really shifted, and to have someone to help lift some of those troublesome duties, it sounds like a great mission of Care Builders at Home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Such a special gift you could give your mom.
It really was. And not every family member wants to stay up close and be up close, frankly, to the difficult time of maybe the end of life. And I'm guessing, how do you guys come into a family's life at that stage of things?
Yeah, I mean, it is a vulnerable time. I think we do need to acknowledge as well that not everybody has the makeup to respectfully move into that space with a person, move that closely. And that's totally fine, right? We all bring different things to the table. There's many ways, you know, ideally that conversation started long before it became critical. You know, there's a lot of things that if you do it earlier, it not just staves off that inevitable journey that we're on, but it also improves the quality, right? And so it really pains me when I have to, you know, that when somebody tells me, like, if only they knew in what dire straits their parent were in. And like, so, you know, the earlier you can have that additional professional and personable connection, you know, the better it is. And so what I looked at many of these care companies, and what specifically drew me to Care Builders is that we are open to technology a bit more than I would say the average industry, even the top portion of the industry is looking at. And one of the options we have is to provide a non-intrusive video. It converts the TV to something like this, but it's really geared for somebody that doesn't really want to learn a new tool or thing, and it actually makes TV easier as well. So it's really, you know, it's purposely designed for that group of people. So,
you know, that's great. Yeah. You've mentioned some of that as we've talked along the way, that it lets the elder person who might be tend to isolate, but have much better access to faraway loved ones, to see the grandkids, mm-hmm. whatever it might be,
yeah.
and let the technology be simpler, so that even as someone's cognitive situation changes, they can still make those connections. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, I mean, it's, there's small little things, right? I know when I tried to FaceTime with my parents-in-law, and you want to talk to both of them, you end up talking to their shoulders, right? or you call them on the phone and they've got the TV on and it's so dang loud that you can't hear anything. Yeah. And so it takes care of those type of situations where you can then just have a good conversation. And that's where it's at. You can also do small little things, like if you see a little YouTube clip, you can send that to them and they get a little message on the TV. Do you want to watch this thing that your grandchild shared with you? You know, and you
that's
can
great.
Say, yeah. And so there's a lot of little things where you bring it to them in a manner that is very accessible and really fosters the connection, right?
You know, Isaac, this is really touching me too, because I had the good fortune, part of my work with Ageless Path is that I do poetry, and some of it is poetry that's reflective about some of the worries that elders might have as they get older, as that become less important as their hair turns gray, or to feel like they disappear. And as I share that with people, how I've heard people just say, Forrest, oh, I felt like I was seen again, like somebody cares again. And the idea of elder changing in mobility, changing in capability, and may feel even more isolated. This sounds like a great tool that you're sharing with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Nice. So what's the best way for someone to be in touch with you to ask more questions and that kind of thing?
Yeah, the email, call me. My direct number is 340-2736. Call or text, or you can email me at Isaac, that's IZAK, at careholders@home.com. Or go visit me on the website, search for me on Maps.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, good. And one more time, your phone number, 425
340-2736.
Good. So I'm sure you don't call yourself that much, so you may not know that number. Now we all have it memorized. That's great. But you know, and I so appreciate our talk. And can again, as a younger guy, to be doing work that's meaningful like this. Let's touch again on a moment here, which is you were in an interesting position with the Amazon company, and then you chose to take a different path and to go mm-hmm. ahead and move into this work. How was that transition and how's that been for you? This is now about the inspiration, the bravery to move to something.
Yeah, no, I know. It's scary. It took me, you know, the Amazon golden shackles, as they call it,
right?
Where they keep the carrot ahead of you, is at least when I was still there, it was a pretty big one. You know, you can always you know, you want to do this, but you need to look after the family, right? Yep. You want to do this, but you're inviting so much uncertainty into your life. There's self-doubt and there's fear and all of those things. But, you know, I'm a little happy and disappointed that it took me a while to get there. Yeah. To lean into that fear, to say, okay, fear is the edge of who I am right now, and lean into that, lean into that fear, and you can listen to it. Fear can become your friend. I've named him now. You know, so
like a nickname.
We're friends now, and he tells me when I need to pay more attention to something and grow a little bit. So
okay, well, shoot, I'm gonna have to take notes on that one. And we want you, it's optional, you can tell us his name or not, but it sounds like you've befriended something that some people never do, which is to feel the fear and move ahead in small steps and gain mm-hmm. confidence. And this is a big story to me too. As a real estate broker, I've been for years in California market, Hawaii market, now in Washington. I have a bunch of new forms, new documents, new rules, new laws of the state. And there's times when I kind of said, well, I'm kind of busy, and it's actually avoidance. It's actually avoidance.
Exactly, 100%. Fear tells you where you should pay attention.
Oh boy.
Not to turn away from it. Yeah.
Wow. Well, don't they say in Africa, they tell you to run to the roar. Have you heard this?
No, but that sounds quite appropriate.
This is incredible. And here's the story as it was told to me. Now, I'm a white boy American, but they said, oh, okay. Well, you know the way the lions out in the Zvelt or whatever you call it, out in the jungle or out on the plain.
Yeah.
How do they hunt? The males of the pride will lay in the grass and even roar, 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 while the female lions gather and circle around and capture mm-hmm. the game, because they're running away from the roar. They're running mm-hmm. away from in fear of the lion, and the female hunters get them. Now, so this is a big, you know, inspirational metaphor, but it says, run to the roar, go to what you feel, because there is not exactly safety, but it may not be what you think. So,
trust in yourself and be the alpha.
That's pretty tough for a lot of us to do.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
You know, there's another dimension here, and again, we're sort of touching on the same idea from another angle, but a wonderful friend who I know in one of the service clubs, she said, I have been a professional for all these years. I retired. I was the head of a whole nursing medical department, and it was purposeful, and I was busy, busy. I retired 3 years ago, Forrest. I don't know who I am. I don't know what I'm doing. And, you know, and so that idea, as we age, fear can take many forms, and it can sometimes mm-hmm. take unhealthy forms in our minds mm-hmm. and in our physical selves. Yeah. So all the dynamics, most families may not have experience with witnessing what the changes in a beloved elder and all the things that can happen from behavior changes and needing to stop to stop driving, to stop being so independent, all those things. I'm sure you know all about that.
Inevitable can be celebrated. It's very difficult.
Boy, and I think having that honest conversation that there is a sight, and it may always may not always be easy. There's a truth thing that I imagine you help families with.
Yeah, I try.
Yeah. Well, hey, everybody. I'm here with my friend Isaac von Rensburg, caregiver, care builders at home. And absolutely take a look in and see this this honorable young man doing this good work. Isaac, thanks for being with us here on The Ageless Path.
Forrest, it was a joyful pleasure. Thank you.
And for me too, bro. Talk to you soon.